Genesis chapter 9. God promised not to cover the earth with water again. Verse 1.
God was good to Noah and his sons. God said to them,
I want you to have lots of kids and fill the earth with people. I'm making you boss over everything that lives on the ground, all the animals and all the birds, and I'm making you boss over the fish and everything in the sea too. They will be frightened of you. I gave you bush tucker to eat, and now I'm giving you meat to eat too. You can eat anything that moves. But I'm telling you this about blood. Blood is important. It keeps a body alive. So don't eat any blood. You have to drain the blood out of the animal before you eat it. Don't eat any meat that still has the blood in it. And I will punish anyone and anything that kills a person dead. If an animal kills somebody, it has to die. And it is the same for a person that kills another person. That murderer has to die. You see, I made people to be like myself, so they are important. So if somebody kills another person dead, you have to kill that murderer dead. But I want you, mob, to have lots of kids, so that there will be lots of people everywhere on the earth.
Then God told Noah and his sons,
I promise this to you and to your kids and to all the people that will be born later on. And I promise this to all the animals that live on the earth, too, all the birds and all the wild animals and all the animals that are not wild. I promise this to all of the animals that came out of the big boat with you. I promise that there will never again be a real big flood of water that will finish up everything on the earth. There will never again be a big flood that kills all the people and animals.
God sent a rainbow to help people remember what he promised. Genesis chapter 9, verse 12.
And God said,
I will give you something to help you remember what I promised to you and to all of the animals living on the earth and to your kids and to all the people that will be born later on. It is my rainbow up there in the sky. I'm putting it there to help you remember what I promised to you and to everything that lives on the earth. I promised that I will never again send a real big flood to finish up everything on the earth. Sometimes I will send rain clouds into the sky, and there will be a rainbow in the clouds too. Then I will remember what I promised to you and to all the living animals, and there will never again be a flood that will kill all of the animals on the earth. Every time I look at the rainbow in the clouds, I will remember what I promised to you and to all the animals on the earth. I will never break that promise. It will last forever.
And God said to Noah,
this is very important. That rainbow will help you remember that I myself promised that for every living thing.
Noah got drunk. Genesis chapter 9, verse 18.
Noah had three sons. Their names were Shem and Ham and Japheth. They were on the boat with Noah, and after they got off the boat, they had their own sons and daughters. One of Ham's sons was called Canaan. And there were lots of other sons and daughters too. And later, all those kids had more kids. And it kept going like that. all the people in the world are from Noah's family. Soon after Noah came out of the big boat, he started growing a garden. He planted some grapevines, and they grew some grapes. Then he made some wine from those grapes. Noah drank some of that wine and got drunk. He took his clothes off and went to sleep in his tent. Ham, Canaan's father, went into the tent and saw his naked father. Ham didn't respect his father, so he went outside and told his brothers what happened. Shem and Japheth got a coat. They held it over their shoulders and walked backwards into the tent. They put the coat on their father to cover his naked body. They didn't turn around and look at their naked father. After Noah woke up, he found out what Ham, his youngest son, did to him. Then Noah said,
"I'm going to curse Canaan, Ham's son. He will have to work hard for his relatives without pay. God is good. I'm going to ask God to look after Shem, but Canaan will work hard for him with no pay. I'm going to ask God to give Japheth a big country. Japheth and Shem will share that country, and Canaan will work hard for them with no pay."
Noah lived for another 350 years after the flood. He died when he was 950 years old.